The challenge of the Yukon.
On King! On you, Husky!
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Tom Wayne and his sister Mary live several miles north of Harper City. Inside their cabin, three people faced each other, their voices sharp and tense.
You can save your breath, Malloy. I'm not selling out.
Tom, I don't know what you've got against me. Never done you any harm.
Forget it.
I think you're making a mistake, Tom.
I'll make that $30,000.
I tell you, I'm not interested at any price.
If you weren't so stubborn, Tom Wayne, you'd see Bert's trying to do you a favor.
I wouldn't put it that way. Of course, I wouldn't make every man an offer like that.
Oh, Bert, I know you're just...
He's just trying to buy out one of the richest lodes in the Yukon before we get a chance to turn over the gold. He's not doing anyone a favor except himself.
Tom.
You haven't found a nugget in the mine since you bought it.
That's no sign gold isn't there.
Suit yourself, Tom.
You don't have to worry on that count, Malloy. I aim to. But right now, I think I'll go outside. At least I won't see any skunks and shoes out there.
Well.
You mustn't take Tom too seriously, Bert.
Certainly doesn't think much of me.
Oh, that's just Tom's way. Why, there's no more loyal friend on this earth than Tom. If he likes you.
And he doesn't like me.
He doesn't know you. That's why he feels as he does.
I don't care how he feels about me, Mary. As long as you don't feel the same way.
Oh. You know very well I wouldn't take your part against Tom's for one minute if I didn't believe in you.
I know. It makes me feel like the luckiest man in the world. Oh, if only...
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Just fine.
Glad to hear it.
Sure you didn't stop by to try to stop me marrying Bert Malloy? Oh, I'm sorry. But everyone is so against it. I almost imagine Tom sent for you to try to talk me out of it.
No, Mary. I won't say a thing about it.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't ask the sergeant here to do something I can't do myself.
How is the watch fob working out, Tom?
Say, I want you to see the watch fob. I tell you, that mine's going to turn up the richest strike in this part of the country in a few days. Yes, sir. I want you to see it right now.
All right.
That mine's Tom's baby, Sergeant.
You bet it is. Ready?
Yes, indeed.
I'll see you in a few minutes. Don't be too long.
We won't. If she marries that varmint, he'll break her heart. I can't stop her.
You may be going about this in the wrong way.
What do you mean?
Mary is a headstrong girl. You can't railroad her out of a thing once she's made up her mind. You should try to expose Bert to her. Make her see him as he really is.
Think so? Well, maybe you're right. Over this way a bit. This is the entrance.
Well, they've got quite a bit of rock pile up here.
I'm all ready to go ahead now into the real gold.
You look as pleased as a boy with a new present.
This means a lot to me. Now, over here. I'm going to blast through here, and that'll
get... Tom! Tom, look out! Hey! You're almost pinned beneath those rocks.
Oh, can't understand that. As long as those rocks have been there, none of them ever loosened. Unless... never mind. I was just thinking. Those things will happen, I guess. Maybe we'd better go back up to the cabin.
It's a good idea. Well, whose sled is that?
Where? Oh. Malloy again.
I wonder how long he's been here.
I don't relish a talk with him. We might as well get it over with.
Well, hello, Preston.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, you look as if you're just...
As if I just what?
Nothing.
What do you know about those rocks falling?
Tom, now don't start a fight in here.
What rocks?
I don't know what you're talking about. Just because you don't like me, Tom, you needn't think I'm here for trouble.
I think I'll be going back to town.
So soon?
Yes. You coming outside with me, Tom?
Huh? Oh, sure.
So long, Bye, Sergeant. Sir.
Tom, now listen to me. I think this may be your chance to call Malloy's cards. You do as I tell you.
Say, I'll do that. I'll go back inside now. I'm going back down to the mine, Mary.
It's getting dark.
Yes, I know, but I have some blasting to do. It's pretty dangerous, and I'll feel better if it's finished up.
Need any help?
No, thanks. Easy enough for an accident to happen with one man handling the job. I won't be long, Mary.
Mary, I have something out on the sled I've been meaning to give you. Wait a minute.
Oh, how nice. I'll wait right here.
Red.
Yeah?
Get down to the mine. You muffed one chance to get Wayne. Now this time, see that there are no slip-ups. He's going to be blasting. Get him from behind, then set off the charge. You'll never know what hit him.
Stealthily, Red crept through the mine entrance. He saw Tom Wayne bending over a dynamite charge near a pile of rocks. With gun in hand, Red edged closer.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Put up your hands, Wayne.
Put up my... What is this, a holdup?
No, not a holdup, a blowup. You're going up with that dynamite, and nobody will ever know it wasn't an accident.
Nobody? You're wrong. Drop that gun, Red.
Preston.
Yeah. You seem surprised.
I didn't have nothing to do with it. It wasn't my idea. Honest, it wasn't.
And whose idea was it to get me out of the way?
Birch. He wants the mine. It's the truth, I tell you. Honest it is.
Come on, Tom. We'll face Burke with Red here. And a charge for attempted manslaughter.
I think I hear someone coming.
It must be Tom. I'll...
It might be. Tom.
You're not surprised, Malloy. You're not half as surprised as you're going to be. Keep those hands up, Red.
Red? Well, what happened?
I don't understand. Who is this man?
Bert here can answer that one.
Well, speak up, Malloy.
There's nothing to say. I never saw this man before.
You ain't throwing the blame for this on me. What do you mean you never saw me before? Why?
Easy, Red. That's not the story we heard.
You're not holding any gun on me. I'll
show you. Don't let him get the gun.
I already got it. Now, you listen to me. Sure, I wanted Wayne out of the way. And this time, there won't be any slip-ups. Go on, get over against the wall. All of you.
Bert.
You too, get over there.
Not so fast. Get him, King.
Oh, my hand, let go.
All right, King. That's enough, boy. I have the gun.
Yes, sir. Always did say. Smartest dog in the Yukon.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
I'm sorry, Mary. But it's better to have found out now. Tom will tell you the story of what happened. King and I have a job to do. Taking these two prisoners to Harper City and jail. Yes, King. The case is closed.
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.